Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Good morning, Chicago. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Kyle.
Yes.
You are the only one in this studio right now without a kid. So we're going to turn it over to you for our non-parent diaries mayhem.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It really does. Obviously, we do Monday Mom Mayhem with Melissa. We do Tuesdays Daddy Diaries with me. Mm-hmm. And now it's non-parent diaries mayhem. Kyle, what is the latest of not having a kid, I guess?
I got a question for you guys as parents.
Okay.
Is it common for you to set your kid up with one of your friend's kids?
No, I wouldn't.
Set them up?
Like, in terms of a relationship, almost like a, I don't want to say like, you know, you're already planning the wedding, but you're setting up the relationship and hoping that your child gets together with your friend's kids.
You're giving like the little nudges in the back of like, hey.
Or you're hopeful. Yeah. You're hopeful. You're like, oh, maybe this will happen if they hang out enough or something like that.
Because I'm at the age where my friends are starting to have kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the past year, I think 4 or 5 of my friends have had kids. And actually this past Sunday, or Monday rather, I was out with a couple of my friends. We went over to Murphy's Bleachers to watch the Cubs game. Mm-hmm. And they both brought their kids. They're both around the same age. You know, one's just a few months older than the other. And at the end, when they were saying goodbye, you know, they had the babies, like, even though they're only a few months old, they held hands and they were like,
oh my gosh,
you see,
right.
It's already starting.
And you grab the photos so then you can show those photos at the wedding.
So many photos. But I'm like, that can't be common, right? Like, my friends are just a little bit insane.
I don't know. I think it's more common than you think.
Really?
Wait, really?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, with my girlfriends, when they had daughters, I used to say, we both would say, oh, maybe they're going to date when they get older because they're going to grow up together and they're going to know each other so well.
Yeah, I don't know, Mel. I don't think it happens near as often as like we're led to believe.
Yeah, we already call you crazy for other things. So
312-946-4995. Where do you come out? Have you seen this happen before? Do you do it?
I think people talk about it and think about it.
No.
I think they're hopeful.
No, I think it's more in theory than anything.
Mm-mm.
Beth in Lake Zurich.
Beth, have you ever tried to encourage or push or hopeful for kids to have a relationship together, your kids?
I'm actually living that right now. My youngest just proposed to his girlfriend, and they grew up together. And we used to tease them when they were younger and tell them they were going to grow up and get married. And they said, no, we won't. They've known each other. He's going to be 20. She just turned 19 their entire life.
Oh, really? My gosh. Isn't that funny? So it was with a friend of yours or a neighbor or something?
A friend of mine.
And so you guys got together and the kids have always gotten together.
Correct.
When they were growing up, did you like kind of like, obviously like you tease them about one day getting married, but like, did you kind of like egg it on?
We didn't really egg it on. I mean, I guess there was times we did, but we just let them be kids when they were younger, and it just happened.
Do you kind of secretly hope for it?
Of course we did.
I know, because I've done the same thing, and these boys in here think I'm crazy, but I'm like, no. If you have a really good friend, you're like, wouldn't that be so cute if they grew up together and, I don't know, they really ended up liking
each
other.
Now you can be friends with the in-laws.
Yes. It actually makes things a lot easier because you don't got to worry about, are we going to get along with the family? You
right.
already do.
No kidding. Look,
and that brings in so much like stress and pressure into just normal relationships of like,
totally.
You know, yeah, will we like each other? But no, you guys can have one big happy family together.
Correct.
That is so cute. And I love how that actually worked out.
Yep. I am living it. They are getting married in March.
Well,
we're already
awesome.
Planning.
Tell them we said congratulations. And Beth, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shane in West Chicago.
Shane, have you always hoped that your kids would be close and grow up and maybe get married to your friend's kids?
In theory, that might be a good idea. But like I was telling Kyle, I love my wife. I love my kids. I'm going to be with my wife till death do us part.
Sure.
I'm going to be gone before my kids. But there's nobody else on this earth that I want to be around that long. I don't want to find some friends and their kids and then be attached to them forever.
That's
one other person that I want to be around with.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So you're saying like like your, you know, like your closest friends, you're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to see them at, you know, at family events 20 years down the road when our kids are married together.
Yeah, you have one disagreement along the road and it ruined your plans for what, 20 years ago? No.
Oh, man. That's so funny that you're worried about that.
That
I guess I could see it from that angle.
Funny, yeah. Because, you know, my best friend has a son that is just maybe a couple of months older than Kennedy, my daughter. And we've always, like, joked, like, man, that'd be awesome if they ended up
together.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You know, like, and I guess, like, you don't really think about the long term 40 years later.
But sometimes it happens. But people do think about it.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes hopeful if they are really close with a good friend. Obviously, you're like, that's too close for me.
Yeah, I love Shane's outlook on
it. I know. Hilarious.
I mean, their happiness above all, of course. But if it's up to me, then I'm going to pass.
Okay.
That is too funny. Well, Shane, listen, man, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And
absolutely, guys.
Hope your kids end up marrying people with parents you have no idea who they are.
Yeah, and you never have to see them.
Yeah, and you never have to see them.
Oh, thanks for calling, Shane.
It's time to play some One's Gotta Go. Of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Melissa, you did not zzz there. I was watching you.
I know. I was getting myself ready for the game.
Okay, can you zzz?
Oh, sorry. Zzz.
Get your text messages into our text line, 44995. Send us a couple of options that you think are really difficult to pick between, and then we tell you which one has got to go. We got Melissa, we got myself, and we got Holly in Cortland. Holly, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So good.
Good. Thanks for joining us. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay.
All right, perfect. The 224 texter is going to lead us off here, Holly. One's gotta go. Getting a cicada stuck in your hair or finding a spider in your car. Which one's gotta go?
Okay. A spider's gotta go.
Why is that?
I'm not a big spider person. I really don't like them at all.
Me either. Do not.
I can at least chew the cicada out of my hair.
Yeah, that's a good
point. That's fair. You can just brush it off.
Yeah.
And the spiders are sneaky. Like, you don't know they're there. Yeah. They can climb up on you. Some of them bite.
Right.
Cicadas don't bite. So the spiders have got to go. It's an easy one.
I view cicadas the same way I view very small, loud children. Like, there's no problem with them. They're annoying, sure, but I don't have a problem with them.
Okay.
Well, are you saying young children are ugly? Because cicadas are ugly.
Okay, wow. No, wow. You said that.
No.
No, Mel,
no.
You said that.
No, because wow. I'm saying they're not
this
ugly.
Is awkward,
spider, get out of here. You made it sound like they were.
Holly, Mel, we're in the middle of a fight right now. This is awkward.
Putting down kids.
All right, guys, we got to move on here. One's got to go from a 773 texter being itchy the rest of your life.
Oh, God.
Or having the feeling of your foot being asleep for the rest of your life. Holly, which one's got to go?
Our texters are amazing.
What was the first one again?
Being itchy for the rest of your life.
Oh. I think being itchy for the rest of my life's got to go. I would rather have my foot fall asleep for a little bit and then it'll come back eventually.
What if it never comes back?
Yeah, they said it's for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's for the rest of your life.
Oh, it's for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have a numb foot then.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a hot take. I like that feeling. Little knives pinching your the bottoms of your feet. It's weird. It tingles, but baby, I love it.
Ew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it's not so bad. It is hard to walk on, though, because you kind of lose feeling.
Yeah, that is
but
awesome.
Who'd want to be itchy? So, yeah, the itchy one, definitely agree with you, Holly. That one's got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, last one, Holly, just for you from a 773 texter. One's got to go. Crying babies on a plane or no headphones on a plane? I know you're heading out to Arizona this weekend, so which would you prefer?
Oh.
Holly.
Oh my goodness. I have to say the crying baby's got to go. I feel so bad because I love babies and they're so sweet and adorable.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids of my own, but maybe at some point I would like one. But I think I need my headphone.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Holly. Melissa probably doesn't because she thinks those babies look like cicadas. So
what? You said it.
You said it. No, you said it.
You said it,
Melissa.
Look like cicadas.
Everyone heard it.
No, they didn't.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Melissa.
Austin.
We've got Dana in Orland Park on the line with us right now, who's called in for Dear Melissa and Austin. We all know about pregnancy brain, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what about pregnancy dreams? Dana, you've got some going on. What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, man. So I currently am very pregnant, and I keep having nightmares. It's every night practically. I'm having nightmares about just being like a terrible parent, And I'm starting to wonder, like, should I be worried? Like, what does this mean, you know? Like, I'm dreaming things like I forget to change the baby's diaper or I forget to, like, feed her for 3 days or...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I just had a dream last night that, like, I forgot, you know, I'm leaving her unattended while I'm going to the bathroom and she rolls off the bed and hits the floor and is hurt. And it's like, what is going on? Like, the dreams are escalating in my brain. I think I'm a normal amount of nervous about becoming a mom, but like the dreams are truly awful. And I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be like a really bad parent? And it's stressful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. First of all, congratulations. Okay. Not on the dreams, on the being pregnant part. You are not even close to being alone on this. In fact, I would dare say almost every single person who has ever been pregnant, both the women who have been pregnant, but then also like if there's a father figure in the life, also had the exact same dreams, thought process.
Like, are you saying that you had bad dreams?
Yes!
I did too.
You had bad dreams?
I did. And those dreams don't even necessarily stop after you have the baby.
Yeah.
Because you still worry about your baby, your kid.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about it so much. It's on your mind so much. Plus, right now, your hormones are going crazy.
Right.
So, of course, I don't see any problems at all having those dreams. Sure, annoying.
Yeah.
A little scary,
yeah,
but absolutely, positively normal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, it is terrifying going into your first kid because it is. You think a lot of, like, look, I'm a selfish human being, so how am I going to keep someone else alive? Or, you know, there's so many things to remember and everything. But when you have the kid, it's not near as bad or difficult. It's very difficult, don't get me wrong, but it's not near as like fearful as you think. You just kind of take it one day at a time, one step at a time. And if you're fortunate enough to be at a wonderful hospital, which I know most in the Chicagoland area are fantastic, they'll show you the ropes right away. And then it just becomes muscle memory at some point. And those thoughts eventually do kind of taper off.
If anything, it just goes to show you probably what a great parent you're going to be because you're thinking about this so much. Like, you want to be a good mom. You want to do the right things.
You haven't even met the kid and you're already dreaming about like taking care of it, which just goes to show you how nurturing and caring you are going to be as a mom.
Oh, thanks.
But we want to thank you for calling Dear Melissa and Austin. We wish you the best through your pregnancy. If anything else arises, you know our number. Give us a call back and keep us posted.
For sure. Thank you.
Tiffany in Cedar Lake.
Hi, Tiffany. Did you have some crazy pregnancy dream?
Oh, I definitely did. About 12 years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter. To this day, I do not like raccoons. So in my dream, I had probably about 20 to 30 raccoons just clawing at my back door, begging me for the steaks in my deep freezer.
Wait.
So in order to get all these raccoons to go away, I had to go thaw out some steaks and throw it at them.
Oh my gosh.
Really? That is weird.
Yeah. To this day, I have a huge fear of raccoons.
Yeah.
Really?
I would too. Those things are creepy.
I mean, I think they're actually kind of cute, but they can be mean.
Yeah, they'd clearly never try to get to your steaks.
They want your steaks, Melissa.
They want your steaks.
That's
so cute.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to say, when you're pregnant like that, sometimes I even think that when you're having a dream about like animals clawing at your door, like you just know that you're going to be in demand. Like they're coming for you. You're going to be under pressure. You're going to be under stress.
For sure.
So your body.
And this was 12 years ago too. Like that's insane.
Right. It's just crazy. Your body just responds in such strange ways.
It does.
Well, that is a bizarro story, Tiffany. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Of course. My daughter was like, you have to call. Oh, Mom, you have to tell
them.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Melissa in Orland Park.
Melissa, have you had a bunch of crazy pregnancy dreams?
I have.
Okay. What was it?
So I was pregnant with my daughter, and I dreamed that I gave birth to a hot dog.
To a hot dog? You gave birth to a hot dog in your dream?
Melissa!
It had lips for eyes and lips for mouth, and it was a hot dog, and my husband was over the moon. He's like, she's so beautiful. I was like, she's a hot dog.
She's a hot dog.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That is so weird.
That is the most Chicago dream ever.
It was entire life.
Oh my gosh. Or I don't know if that's stranger than my having a litter of kittens or if it's birthing a hot dog. Yeah. I don't know.
When I heard the kitten dream, I was like, Yeah,
I think it actually does too.
The only way that dream could have been more Chicago is if after the hot dog was born, your husband yelled out dibs.
And don't put any ketchup on it.
Yeah, right. If you give birth to a hot dog, obviously, yeah, you don't put ketchup on it, but do you maybe put like a side of like placenta on it? As a condiment? No?
Gross. Is that not? That's disgusting. Okay. Sicko.
You have to ask these things,
oh
Mel.
Oh, my God.
What happens
you're
if
twisted.
My wife gives birth to a hot dog?
I don't know, but that was twisted.
People eat the placenta, Melissa.
Yuck.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Not me or my wife, but people do it.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you anymore.
Well, Melissa, thank you for this call. I am assuming just any pregnant Melissa is going to come up with giving birth to something weird. So you're only keeping the trend alive.
Thanks, Melissa.
It's Melissa and Austin in the Morning on US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Zach in Fox Lake.
Zach, what's your great news?
Friday, me and my fiance are going to see Matt Rife at the Chicago Theater.
Transferred call the phone.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello. Zach's voice assistant.
We're going to see him at Chicago Theater, and I plan on proposing. We've been together for 5 years and
What? Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what?
Whoa, boy.
Zach.
5 years, and you're now finally doing it.
Yeah, I wanted to wait for the right moment.
Okay, well, and Matt Rife, the concert is going to be it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She has no idea, right?
Well, she knows we're going to see Matt Rife, but not the other.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like you're like talking quiet, you're all incognito right now. Just in case she's listening.
No, she's not.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is gutsy of you to, one, pop the question. That in and of itself is hard, and I know that you're some nerves running through you, but to also do it at a Matt Rife show, where Matt Rife is a very good-looking dude.
I know.
To do it right there in front of one of the best-looking comics out there, look, more power to you, Zach. Well done. And you have to call us back on Monday and let us know how it goes.
I will.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing that great news. Yeah,
good luck, man. Godspeed.
Thank you very much.
Kelly in Oak Forest.
Kelly, what's your great news?
My dad is retiring after 38 years of education tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what does he teach?
He is a high school guidance counselor.
Oh, that's awesome.
So nice.
My uncle was a high school guidance counselor. I know the importance of that role should not be overlooked at all.
What school does he teach at?
He's at Carl Sandburg in Orland Park.
Oh, that's a big school. Jeez.
Yeah, he's worked so hard for us all these years, and he doesn't like all the fanfare, but he definitely deserves it. He's just been such a hard worker my whole life, so I'm so proud of him. So excited for him.
That's so great.
Has he told you what he's going to do when he retires? Does he have any big plans?
They're going to travel. They like to cruise, so my mom and him are going to jump some cruises, and they have some big trips already planned, so I'm really excited for him.
Oh, that's so cool. You'll have to join them on one of those cruises.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll let me, but we'll see. They might let the grandkids, but probably not me.
That makes sense. Well, that's awesome. Cute. That is so great. And look, we are big proponents of all of our teachers and those who work in every aspect of the educational field, because we recognize how important of a job that is, and it should not be taken lightly. And to work in that industry for 38 years, I hope that he is proud of his accomplishment.
Yeah, he inspired me to go in that field, so I'm a teacher because of him.
Well, look at that. Kelly, well, thank you for all you do.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Austin, you know how I've been, trying to date a little bit?
Yeah.
I go in and out. Trust me,
I'm well aware.
I go in and out and I kind of take breaks, and I've been on all the dating apps. I tried it. I don't love them. I just don't. They're super annoying.
I can imagine they're just exhausting.
They are. They're like a lot of work. So I've been kind of thinking about a different way. Mm-hmm. Or is there a different way other than like going out to a bar or something to meet somebody?
Right, sure.
And then I literally just came across this article which said that there was a dating survey that was done, and 52% of people think that the best way to find dates is through professional networking websites.
Professional network? Like
LinkedIn. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Wait,
there's
really?
No way.
No?
No. No, that's just like...
You just said you were looking for alternatives to the dating apps. What about LinkedIn?
No, because that's for work.
Throw on a pantsuit. Take a few pics, you know?
I mean, first of all, you don't know somebody's history. You don't know if they're in a relationship. You don't know if they're married.
That's all the fun in it.
Oh my gosh, you're crazy.
Look, maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic, but I don't think there's any problem with finding love on LinkedIn.
Well,
look, you're linking in just other ways.
Oh, jeez. Well, they did say 61% of people that responded to the survey, there was 500 people, said that they met on networking sites.
See?
I'm like, no.
See?
I'm not doing it.
Mel, maybe try it sometime.
No. Okay.
312-946-4995.
Like, is that okay? To find a date or look for a date on a professional networking
website. Yeah, no, the question is, tell Mel why it is okay. 312-946-4995. You can find love anywhere, Mel.
I know, but they could be married. You can't hit on somebody who's married.
312-946-4995. You team Mel or you team Austin? Tiffany in Naperville.
Okay, what do you think about professional networking for dating?
Okay, so I have a true story that happened to a close friend of mine.
Okay, hit us with it, Tiffany.
He met his now ex-wife on LinkedIn. She was from Thailand. She came over. They dated for like 4 months, and then she moved in. They got married, and shortly after she got her green card, she requested a divorce.
Oh
my.
They met on LinkedIn.
What?
She reached out to him. She messaged him on LinkedIn because he's like some senior director at a company. And she just made it seem like she was looking to get in his profession. And he was kind of smitten by how smart she was and all the things she knew.
Well, it turns out she was a little too smart, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was just using him.
She had a whole plan. So, she was a really nice girl, but clearly there were underlying things that she was trying to accomplish. So she got what she wanted, and unfortunately he was brokenhearted. But yeah, true story. They met on LinkedIn.
Okay, wow. Tiffany, you're not really helping my argument, but what I'm hearing from your phone call is he did find love on LinkedIn, right?
He did. They were together like 5 years.
See?
So. Oh my
God. See?
Gosh.
That was 5 years of love, Mel.
Yeah,
she was just using him the whole time for a green card, but it was love.
And found him to use him through a professional website.
Yeah, through a professional website. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure did. So I don't know. I don't think LinkedIn is a place where I would want to meet somebody, not even because of his situation. I'm literally on there trying to be professional and
network and
build professional relationships. So
thank you, Tiffany.
It's just weird.
Tiffany, I think your line's breaking up. We gotta go. I gotta get
1 point for Team Melissa. Thank you, Tiffany.
Jen and Gurney.
Jen, do you think a professional networking site is a place to meet people?
It wouldn't be my go-to, but times are changing and it could work for somebody.
Mel, do you hear that?
No, listen, what if you reach out to somebody and you're flirting and you're like, so, can you be like, are you married?
Yeah,
you interview
them just like you would for a job.
What?
Right, but I mean, also on the LinkedIn, I want to say you can see their first and last name. You do a quick Google search or a Facebook search and that'll tell you.
Right, cool. There's other social network apps you can find more information about them. And look, there's so many great pickup lines you could use on LinkedIn, you know, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? In your arms, right?
Oh, my, only you,
so
Austin. Oh, my God. And then I'd be like, you should be using this for work. You shouldn't be using this to pick me up.
But at least you get some of the first date conversation out of the way just by looking at their page. What do you do for work?
Right.
How long have you had this job?
Yeah.
You know, and you can go from there.
If you see that they've been switching jobs like every couple of years, you could tell maybe they have commitment issues.
Oh.
Right?
See, there we go.
See? Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jen.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, Mel. So it looks like I got two people saying that, yeah, you can find love on LinkedIn. Looks like I won the argument. Okay.
Wait, who was the second person?
Tiffany from Naperville.
No. Tiffany was Team Melissa.
But she shared a story about how you can find love on LinkedIn. So it kind of proves my point.
It didn't work.
It is 8:35-ish, give or take, who's really counting, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin, Illinois, or Kenosha, Wisconsin. And today we've got Jennifer in Earlville going up against Shane in Joliet. Shane, why don't you say hello to Jennifer?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Shane?
Not too bad.
Well, you guys are up for these tickets to go see Kenny Chesney. I hope you know a little country trivia. We've got 5 country questions. The only rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Bluegrass country singer and musician Alison Krauss teamed up with what country artist for the hit Whiskey Lullaby?
Shane. Brad Paisley.
Is it Brad Paisley? It is.
Okay. Question number 2. The song I'm Not Pretty is sung by what artist who will be opening up for Kenny Chesney at Soldier Field?
Jennifer. Megan Maroney.
Is it Megan Maroney? Jennifer strikes back.
Wow.
All tied up 1 apiece heading into question 3. From what Maren Morris song will you hear the lyric, "The house don't fall when the bones are good"?
Oh.
3 seconds. Mm. Oh, I was actually in the lyric. The song is The Bones. The Bones by Maren Morris.
Let's try this one. Question number 4. If you buy dirt, odds are you got that advice from one of which 2 country stars? You only need to name one.
Jennifer. Oh my gosh.
3 seconds. Shane, you got a guess?
Dan and Shay.
Is it Dan and Shay?
Right.
Dustin Moore.
No. Go ahead and pause that one as well. No.
You're going to keep guessing. It was Jordan Davis or Luke Bryan.
From the hit song, Buy Dirt. All right. Question number 5, still tied up 1 apiece. The winner of this gets these Kenny Chesney tickets. If you're drunk on a plane, odds are you're flying
with Jennifer.
Dirks Bentley.
Is it Dirks? Jennifer, you're going to Kenny Chesney!
Yay!
My goodness.
You get to join No Shoes Nation.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. It is going to be a blast. Zach Brown Band opening up, Soldier Field. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Listen, Shane, we've got 1 more chance tomorrow to give away these tickets. But then also, you got 2 more chances with Scotty K both today and tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for playing, Shane.
Thanks.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.